This is from B.J. Palmer's book called Up From Below the Bottom. And it's a chapter in which he calls visions or illusions. And it's one of his favorite poems. I'm just going to read the end of the poem. And it's called When Innate Wants a Man. And understand that this was written back in the 1930s. So understand man could be persons. We could interchange it. Watch her purpose, innates. Watch her purpose. Watch her ways. Innate's plan is wondrous kind. Could we understand her mind? Fools are they who call her blind. Yet, when his feet are torn and bleeding, yet his spirits mount unheeding. All his powers, higher powers speeding, blazing newer paths and fine. When the force that is divine leaps to challenge every failure, and his ardor still is sweet, and love and hope are burning in the presence of defeat. Lo the crisis, lo the shout that must call the leader out. When the people need salvation, doth he come to lead the nation? Then doth Innate show her plan when the world has found a man, a person. And I love this quote because what it talks about, and if you read the whole thing, it's really a magnificent poem if you just have to get past the man thing. When you're just talking about person, right? When the world has found a person, in other words, a person who's going to do the job, right? So that's let's kind of I'm going to switch gears a little bit. There was an amazing book written a number of years ago. I highly recommend you all read called The Road Less Traveled. And in The Road Less Traveled is probably one of the greatest introductions I've ever seen to any book. So I'm going to read this for you. It's just the first two like paragraphs. This is The Road Less Traveled by Dr. M. Scott Peck, a psychiatrist. Life is difficult. This is a great truth, one of the greatest truths. It is a great truth because once we truly see this truth, once we transcend it, once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly understand and accept it, then life is no longer difficult. Because once it is accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters. This is such a huge thing. Life is difficult. I'm going to reread this and paraphrase. Life is difficult. This is the great truth, one of the greatest truths. It's a great truth because once we truly see this truth, once we transcend it, then life is no longer difficult. So, as an example, BJ, actually Angela Morgan, who's the author of that particular poem, but BJ's writing about this later, and he talks about, you have this innate power, but there's still failure, there's still defeat, there's still crisis. There's still issues, right? Like, I am not feeling 100%. That's just the way it is. I can't change it. It is what's going on today. But life is difficult. And the sooner we understand and accept that life is going to be difficult, and there's pretty much nothing we can do about this, then life becomes less difficult. Didn't say easy, right? Dr. Peck never said life is easy. Life is simple, right? Life is tra-la-la, right? Never said that, not being a Pollyanna, right? What he said is life is difficult. But the sooner you understand that life is difficult, then life actually becomes less difficult because you're accepting it, right? I'm accepting the fact that there are times when my nose can be stuffed. And my throat's gonna be sore, and I need to drink some tea. I'm gonna accept the fact that life has ups and downs. I'm gonna accept the fact that life isn't always peachy keen and hunky dory. Things always change. Things always change, right? Einstein said one of the most important things that I think I learned from all the stuff I've studied about him. He said, the only thing that's constant is change. So expect change. Expect things to happen. Expect life to have occasional difficulties. But the key also is that life will also have unbelievable beauty and unbelievable love, right? And you need to hold on to those moments, right? Those are the moments I try to hold on to. When BJ was through his interpretation, is saying visions or illusions. what he's talking about is like he's holding on to a vision, right? His vision is chiropractic for everybody, right? What a beautiful vision. Chiropractic for everybody. But that's his vision, right? Now you hear him talk about his vision. And what happens is we have filters, right? In between. So we're hearing it, right? Imagine you're be just talking or you're reading and you're hearing it or reading it and you're saying, like, life is difficult. Yeah, you ain't kidding, doc. Like, life is really difficult and it's always difficult and it's never good. And okay. What I'm trying to say though is not that life isn't difficult, because it is. That's what Dr. Pet, M. Scott Peck said. Life is difficult. But what happens with our filters is we start seeing things in different colors, right? So BJ said some people have these visions, right? So he has this vision, this grand vision of everybody in the planet getting adjusted. But some people take his vision and turn it into an illusion, right? They're going to switch it around and turn it into illusion. Let me show you what he wrote at the beginning of this particular poem in Up From the Below the Bottom. He says, "Perhaps you'll disagree with some of my interpretations and constructions. This is a question of vision or illusion. My vision may supplant your illusion. Your illusion can supplant my vision." Right? Do you get that? So, in other words, what that means is like he had this vision of bringing chiropractic to everybody, and he's the one who's really almost totally responsible for making that happen. But there are naysayers out there and people out there who are denying what's really happening. That like, especially when he was trying to build things, there are people saying, "You can't do this. You can't take chiropractic around the world," right? And that was his one of his missions. He wrote several other books. One of those called Around the World with BJ, and he's traveled like to hundreds of countries, introducing chiropractic to hundreds of countries on purpose. To seed it, right? He traveled all around the nation and Canada to seed chiropractic in his early days. That was his goal. The way a politician goes around, looking for votes, he was looking for votes for chiropractic. He was showing chiropractic to the world and sharing it with everybody, right? So it's because of him that we're here. But there are plenty of people who looked at his vision as an illusion. And my question to you is, do you have a vision? And are you being true to your vision? Or is someone else's illusion of your vision telling you what's going on and changing what your path is? Right? So are you now, once again, getting back to Dr. Peck, life is difficult, right? So, but if you focus on life is difficult, then your vision becomes an illusion. Your vision becomes clouded. But if you focus on, of course, life is difficult. That's life. Life is difficult, right? Did you notice that in the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson said, "The pursuit of happiness." He didn't say happiness. He didn't say life, liberty, and happiness. He said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You're pursuing the happy moments, right? You're trying to focus on the moments, focus on the good, because there's going to be difficult things. You're going to have colds and sicknesses, and you're going to go through things, and stuff's going to happen, right? As they say, stuff happens, right? I'm not going to say what they usually say, but stuff happens. You've got to hold your vision higher than the stuff. You've got to hold your vision higher so that the stuff doesn't become the vision, right? We don't want the stuff becoming the vision. We want the vision staying as the vision, right? But you need to understand that if life is difficult, then stuff will happen to try to divert you from your vision. But that diversion is an illusion, according to BJ. So my suggestion is to be okay with the fact that there's going to be ups and downs. Not that it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's simple, right? For some people, this is way harder than others, and so there's no judgment involved. But what I'm saying is, accept that life is difficult. Accept that you have a vision, a grand vision for what's going on, and there are other people trying to talk you out of it. And the media will try to talk you out of it. And Facebook and Instagram and TikTok will try to talk you out of it. Right? And what I've been watching lately, especially with Instagram and Facebook, is there's a lot of time that's being spent on these things with people dancing, which is lovely. I think some of their dances are great. But now, if that's your vision to become a great dancer, good. But if it's your vision to like advertise something, and you're dancing as some way to catch attention to advertise something, that's an illusion, right? Because you're not advertising the thing you're advertising. You're just trying to catch attention. It's like, you know, like I look at this and I say, let's pay attention to the mission, right? My mission is the kids. My mission is healing the world one child at a time. My mission is to take care of as many autistic children as I possibly can, because they're not broken. A lot of people look at autism as broken. They're not broken, right? They're just not optimized. And our job as chiropractors is to optimize, not just the children on the spectrum, but everybody. Everybody we touch, we can optimize. That's my vision. My vision is reach as many people as I can. And not just in my own, with my own fingers, in my own adjusting area of my office, right? But I want to reach it through you guys. I want to reach it by teaching it life. I want to reach it by teaching through the ICPA. I want to reach it by teaching for IAFNR. I want to reach it everywhere I can. Because the more people that we can touch, the more we can help open up vision for more people, right? Because maybe they're living in illusion because they're stuck in the difficulty instead of going into the vision, right? Instead of focusing on the vision. And maybe that's our purpose, is to help people see their vision and get out of the difficulty, right? The difficulty is always, there's always going to be difficulties, but maybe we can show them another path. We can show them the vision. We can show them how to focus on the vision rather than how to focus on the illusion. Thanks, guys. I'll see you guys next week.